You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Francesca Rudkin is our film reviewer. She has two picks for us this weekend. Hey, Francesca.
Good morning.
Let's start off with a little bit of a listen to The Lie. Oh, no, sorry, we don't have a trailer for that, do we? That is that's the new true crime documentary, right? Following the story of Grace Mullane. It's showing in cinemas.
Yes. This doco is really fascinating look at this case. It's a bit of an expose of a sort of a police investigation, actually. And it does show you the incredible work that they did on this particular case. Hannah Cohen, who's the director of this film, she's had access to the police interviews with Jesse Kempson. She follows the police and she follows the investigation in the days after Grace's disappearance. She takes us through the courtroom and the case, playing a lot of CCTV footage that basically recreates Kempson's movements in the days post Grace's murder, and sort of really gives us a sense of his movements, his actions and his demeanour post this murder. We hear from people such as Detective Inspector Scott Baird, former girlfriends of Kempson's, a former employee. But what's really interesting is as they tell the story, we don't see them as just talking heads on screen.
Right.
There is always footage accompanying what they are talking about. So it's almost like, in the Stricter case, the director very cleverly providing us with the evidence of what people are talking us through and explaining to us. And I think this is really clever. It really does bring this story to life and this case to life. As I mentioned, it reminds us about the fact that there is just far too much violence against women in general in New Zealand. It shows us this incredible work that the police do. But it's all about the lie. And the lie is referring to the rough sex defence, and how apparent it was to use it to suggest that Grace was, you know, a minx who liked rough sex and therefore somehow also consented to her murder. And so this film is very much a strong case against the use of this defence. And as D.A. Scott Baird actually said, and I wasn't hugely aware of this, there was no evidence that sexual intercourse took place. We don't know that, and yet that became the central defence in this particular case. It's a fascinating documentary, really well put together.
Yeah, okay, that sounds really interesting, although, you know, pretty heavy, pretty harrowing as well, obviously, given the nature.
It is a hard watch, but it is a very worthwhile watch.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so that's The Lie. Tell us, let's have a listen to The Fall Guy. Darling, you give
love a bad name. Anyone but him. I didn't approve him. You know that. You are literally the last person on earth I want to see.
I'm the director.
We're going to set this man on fire.
You're a stunt guy. We need to keep it super professional.
You find Ryder, save Jodie's film, you get the love of your life back.
Interesting. Okay, that's The Fall Guy, obviously a little bit different.
So we've just talked about a very serious somber film, and actually this year we've been talking and watching some incredible films, very serious somber films, that reflect the world that we're living in today and are so important to watch, and they challenge us in things, Jack. But film also plays another role in our life, and that is just sometimes allowing us to step back from reality and be entertained. And this is very much what this film is all about. It was kind of like the film that I didn't know that I really needed until I watched it. It is a love letter to the stunt community and to the magic of movie making in general. It is a rom-com / action flick. It's a really good little combo, thanks to two very likable leads in Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Directed by David Leitch, who did Bullet Train. He used to be, for 20 years, he was a stuntie, and he used to double for Brad Pitt. So he knows what he's doing. It doesn't take itself too seriously, while also making some quite funny comments about things like AI and deep fakes. And it has a good laugh at the film industry itself and movie making in general. It's fun, it's funny, the chemistry is good, it moves at a good clip, it becomes suitably more and more ridiculous as the story goes on about a stunt guy who comes back to work on a film and ends up having to go and find the lead actor who's got involved with some dodgy characters and gone AWOL. So basically, if you want some entertainment, I cannot serve you up anything more light and enjoyable than this.
Okay, it's good, just popcorny stuff, right?
Yep, totally, totally. Nice. And it's also a reminder, though, Jack, that big popcorn mass entertainment can be really good, So, yeah.
Because we often are a little bit, and we tease it just a little bit gently, eh? But, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, fantastic. Thank you, Francesca. We will make sure both of those films are up on the News Talk ZB website. They are The Fall Guy. That's the one starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, kind of teasing the stunt industry. And that first film is The Lie. That's showing in cinemas now. That's the documentary, the true crime documentary about the murder of Grace Mullane. If you're looking for something else to watch and you don't want to leave the house, you don't want to have to go to the cinema, you don't want to have to go to the movies this weekend, after 10 o'clock we have three recommendations for our screen time picks for this week, including Thank You, Goodnight, the John Bon Jovi story. So if that shut to the heart got you in the mood just a little bit, we will tell you where you can watch the John Bon Jovi story very soon.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.